Good morning and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May the grace and peace of God be multiplied unto you this morning. This morning I'm going to read a couple verses from 3 John, starting in verse 1 of 3 John. It says, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after godly sort, thou shalt do well." So the Apostle John is writing this letter to well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. And apparently Gaius here was not doing well in his health. Because John says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." And so I just want to share a little bit on this verse this morning, that even though, you know, we can have health issues, we can have, you know, maybe accidents, or we can get hurt, but our soul, even in that state, when our health is battling, when our health is down, our soul can be in a prospering state. And so I want to encourage you this morning. Maybe someone's listening this morning that's not in the best health. I want to encourage that your soul can prosper as you read the Word of God, and as you seek the Lord, as you study the Word, and let the Word be engrafted into your heart, and you take heed to the Word, and you obey the Word as the Lord gives you understanding, your soul will prosper. And so, just want to encourage you, you know, even many healthy people, their soul is not prospering because the cares of this life have choked out the Word. They're busy. The scripture says the pleasures and the cares and the riches of this life choke out the Word, and they keep the soul from prospering. So I want to just leave you with that thought this morning. Is your soul prospering in the Lord? You know, John says, "I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth." People were coming to John and testifying how Gaius wasn't doing well in his health, but they were testifying of how he was prospering in his soul, how he was prospering spiritually with his walk with the Lord. And John just says this, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." You know, it's a real blessing when children of God walk in the truth. You know, it's very disheartening. It's a bad testimony when children of God are walking in disobedience to the Word of God. They profess to be Christians, and yet they're disobedient. And so I just want to encourage you this morning that your soul can prosper no matter what comes your way. In this life, your soul can always prosper as you lean on God and trust Him and walk by faith and read His Word and dig into His Word. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.